This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about people who are lucky, because there's been a couple stories in the news that...
Super lucky.
By the way, I still haven't won the Mega Millions or Powerball, so winning here soon.
Yeah.
But somebody won the lottery twice in 2 years. Somebody found their stolen car in an amazing way.
There's no way that could have happened.
Somebody spent their last dime and we're going to tell you all these stories.
Yeah.
But if you feel like you've done something unbelievably lucky, we want to hear your story too. Let's see. Peggy Dodgson of Pennsylvania. She won $1 million on a scratch-off ticket from a grocery store.
Yeah.
She liked the ticket because it was purple.
Oh.
And it was the first one on the roll. It was a $1 million winner.
Yeah.
2 years ago, she won $100,000 from a Family Feud scratch-off ticket that she bought at the same store.
Same store. I always wondered, you hit big, why you keep playing? Well, now I know, because you keep hitting.
If you're lucky, it's you. You're like you have dumb luck. And I'm like, what you hit in that one game, and if you've heard it before, you hit the sucker bet in three-card poker.
Yeah.
Nobody's got that much money on the table, and nobody gets three aces. It just doesn't happen. You should never even walk by a three-card because you've won the coup de grace. And yet, you still go.
Yeah, you're right.
And you still win.
And I won the five grand. And I think I have to credit you, because if you didn't come up and say, Steve, we're late, we have to go right now, I never would have pushed. I kind of owe you something for that.
You don't. Just let some of your luck
rub off on
you. I don't know. I will rub all over you if I had one.
Well,
you are the luckiest person I've ever met.
Wow. When it just comes to money, that's it, though. Not love.
Do you want to be lucky in love? Because I can make some stuff happen.
Because you're lucky in love. That's where you're lucky.
I don't know that I'm lucky in love.
Yep.
I'm lucky to be blessed with a beautiful family. All right, so if you're starting to call and you'd be like, I'm lucky to have a great wife and
nope.
We want to hear, like, here's a guy. He said his car was stolen.
Yeah, this is crazy.
He's 19 years old. His car was stolen. A few months later, he's driving a new car from Seattle to Portland at 3 a.m.
At 3 a.m.
There's no other cars on the road. And out of nowhere, his car, his stolen car, passed him on the highway.
Yeah. Nobody else. 3 a.m.
So he followed the guy for about 120 miles back to Portland. At one point, the guy like pulls beside him and waves, thinking, we're buddies. Have you ever done that when you're road tripping and you feel like, yes, and you're like rallying each other and drafting or whatever they do in NASCAR and you're doing all this stuff. So the guy thinks they're buddies. He followed him all the way home, called the cops, got his car back.
What are the odds?
The luck involved in being on the same highway at 3 a.m. as your stolen car.
That's sick.
If you've got a story anywhere in the wheelhouse of that amount of lucky, we want to hear it. Somebody was at an outdoor concert. I don't believe this one either.
Oh, this one, yeah.
They're at a concert. They lose their ID. They're walking around. And out of nowhere, somebody walks up and goes, dude, it's you. And he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, I found this ID and I just thought I'd recognize your face. And he hands him his ID.
Yes, out of thousands.
I mean, it's an outdoor concert, man.
We're drunk, we're stoned, double.
You're never going to find it. And he wanted to find him.
I've been memorizing your face in the crowd.
If you found an ID, what are you?
Oh, I'm using it to cut up cocaine.
That's and then what I
thought. Tossing it in the
tossing
carpet.
It, I'm sorry. Use the evidence for somebody else. Somebody else said they worked at a grocery store, I assume, and somebody knocked a glass bottle of Snapple off the shelf.
Ooh.
They got tasked to go clean it up. So as they were cleaning it up, they looked at the cap. It was the winner of a $500 gift card.
Get out.
What, how much luck is that?
Impossible.
Legally, I bet they weren't supposed to keep the cap.
I see that.
But I would just like, as I'm sweeping up the glass, I would just
yoink.
And just, yeah. The last one before we get to your calls here, this guy said he got laid off 2 days before Christmas.
Yeah.
Had $10 total in the bank account. He said, screw it. Went and bought a 6-pack and a $1 scratch off. Won $1,200.
Right? Right.
That never happens to me.
Uh-uh.
I'm literally the least lucky person I know. Oh, one more. This is kind of a weird luck. This person was in a coma for a really long time.
Oh, yeah.
Pulled from a freezing river like back in February. He snapped out of his coma because his mom knew that he loved his Axe body spray. And luckily she had some and sprayed it on him.
And I guess the smell was a trigger or something? Or?
Somehow, yeah.
And just snapped him right out
of... He's lucky to be alive because he was underwater forever, frozen. And then his mom was smart enough to use... It's actually called Lynx body spray. It's Axe's brand in Britain.
Oh, wow.
But yeah. So if you happen to know anybody who's in a coma...
Axe.
Yeah, just Axe them.
Okay.
It might bring them back to life. All right. So if you're a lucky person, we want your lucky stories. Annie?
Yay.
Lucky.
Lucky duck.
I have an interesting story. We went to a pet facility to get a pet. We passed up this one animal several times because she was just too big. We saw another family looking at her, and it was not a good match at all. So we wanted to look at her, and we ended up with her. She was 6 months old when we got her. Within the first 3 weeks, she had been forecasting my seizures coming on. She saved my life 3 times, and we were going to walk right past her.
Wait. The only reason you got her was out of spite because you didn't want the other family.
I know. Steve almost fell off his chair like when you sized up this other family. Like, oh, hell no. They don't get that. I don't want that dog, but they don't get that dog.
Right.
We didn't want them to have it. They were not a nice family. And then she ended up saving my life 3 times in the first 3 weeks we had her.
Dang, it took a snotty, dirty family for you to kind of realize that's my destiny, dog.
Yes.
Yes.
Lucky
I wouldn't be here without her.
The cosmic tumblers. So she what does she do when you're about to have a seizure?
So we thought she was just spastic for the first few weeks because she was indicating. Turns out she would come at me, she'd paw at me, she'd nuzzle at me, she'd pull on my shirt, she'd bark at me. And then anywhere between 20 minutes and an hour, and I was in the middle of a seizure, and I had a couple of seizures while I was in the bathtub a couple of different times, and she pulled me out.
Dang, another family went to seizure. I should have been with that.
No. Oh, well, you are very lucky.
That is crazy.
Thank you
I
for the
lucky.
Call.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to be
obsessed. No, I mean, okay, right. When she said, I looked at their family. It was just not a good match. And I know it's radio, but Steve was like, all right. They just go to like the dumb friends. Like, no, we're not here to adopt a dog today. We're just making sure the wrong people don't adopt any dogs today. Oh, man,
that's not our business.
I'm a good judge of character. Antonio?
Yay.
Lucky.
Yeah, this happened a couple of years ago. I don't even know how it happened, but I misplaced my wallet, and which I do often. And a couple of days later, somebody came to my door at my house and said that they found my wallet at the park right here by my house. And I haven't been to the park in like 15 years, and they found it on the playground.
After 15 years.
So you got your way. Did they take any money or was it everything intact?
That's the thing. They didn't take anything. They didn't take any money, my ID, nothing. I even offered to give them a couple of dollars for finding it, but no, I mean, everything was intact.
Your currency was all from the 1980s.
That is awesome, Antonio.
Right.
You are very lucky because like if Steve finds a wallet.
15, yeah, I know. Right.
He's just grabbing the cash and maybe your credit card. Linda.
Yes.
Lucky.
Yay. So the lucky story is actually my son. He was surfing in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Puerto Rico, had his driver's license in his bathing suit, lost it. And about a month later, I got a call from a woman here in Denver saying, hey, I think I have your son's driver's license.
No, that's in the bottom of the ocean in Costa Rica.
Right.
Puerto Rico.
Oh.
But yeah.
How did they find it? Were they snorkeling? Were they scuba diving? How did they get it?
No, I have no clue. It was lost in the ocean until it showed up here in Denver. So.
What? And it showed up here in your town? So you just went next door, grabbed.
Thank you for my ID.
I know.
My son had lived here 2 years prior, so, you know.
What are the odds, Linda?
That's pretty.
Yes. Like Slacker said, it should have been the bottom of the ocean.
It should be. It must have, the journey that license must have had. Through the bowels of a shark.
All inclusive.
Yes, did some all inclusive stuff. Thank you for the call, Linda. How did it?
I know.
Is it still true that you can just drop a wallet or an ID? I think you can.
Yes.
Just drop them in a mailbox.
That's what I was told. That's legal.
And the postal workers will. Yeah. Nash?
Yay.
Lucky.
So back in 2015, we lost our dog. He ran away. He didn't have a collar or anything, but he got chipped. And, you know, we live out in a rural-ish area, kind of up north, and figured we'd never see him again. And just last year, we got a call after 3 years, nothing. And we got a call from Dump Friends League saying, hey, we found your dog just out of nowhere, completely unharmed, totally okay, and totally remembered us and was just
where has
amazing.
He been? Like they can't. There's no way for you to know where he's been for 3 years.
They said that he was with a family, but the family gave him up, and we don't know who the family was. They never tried to get a hold of anybody. Never took him in to see if he was chipped or nothing. They just had him, and I guess they decided to get rid of him or something. And we got our dog back.
I was going to say, what happens if like you guys have like more dogs now and you're like, we can't really I can't take more.
Yeah, you know who's not lucky?
Who?
The dog.
Oh, that's true.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.